please state your full legal name for me?
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Let's do some traffic and weather on My Talk 107.1. Dave in for Kenny, the traffic sponsored by Oldie. It's still looking pretty good out there. 494 on the south side of town. You're seeing a little bit of slowing westbound from Highway 5 to France. Just about 8 minutes, only three above the norm. Same addition you'll make. Add an extra 3 minutes if you're traveling up from Burnsville from the split to 494. And 94 westbound coming in from Woodbury. Beautiful. From the loop to the Capitol, just 9 minutes. Aldi believes that everyone deserves to go all in on the flavors of fall. That's why they offer low prices on family-packed chicken breasts, just $1.69 per pound. Aldi, simply smarter shopping. The 5 ounce news forecast doesn't get any better than this. Partly to mostly sunny, a little breezy, and warm today again. 72 for high. We might touch near 80 tomorrow. 43 right now. That's traffic and weather on My Talk 107.1.
New information, please.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
I'm going to need everything, all the info you got.
On My Talk, My Talk.
Come on, you guys, tell me all the dirt.
Okay, the wounded Mandalay Bay security guard gave his first media interview on Ellen yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught any of this interview, but it was really, I just really felt for him. The guy just seems so traumatized still. I don't know if he'll do another interview, but he was talking about how he tried to get up the stairs and the door was barred. And so then he went up the elevator, heard something that he thought was drilling because he thought there was construction going on in the area, ended up being gunshots, and then was shot and injured. So anyway, we still can't forget about that terrible event that happened. And, you know, with everything going on in the world, with the hurricanes and all of that, it was good to see that he was able to talk about it. I'm sure it was very healing for him.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. So you can check out that interview on Ellen's website. And 68-year-old Billy Joel is expecting a child with his wife. She's 35 years old, and her name is Alexis.
Rock baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
I'm tired.
The cradle will fall. Down will come Billy Joel, cradle and all.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised he's not Flossie Dickey.
I know.
He's super tired.
He's
68, having a newborn. Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm sure
I am tired.
Yep. There she is.
I'm tired now, and I'm only 44. So
yeah.
Anna Faris is moving on. This isn't confirmed that this is her new man, but she has been spotted on 3 dates with a guy since early September. His name is Michael Barrett. He is a cinematographer, and he worked on the Overboard remake with Anna Faris.
Oh, all right. Oh. Get it, guys.
When
get
you're
it.
On a movie set, get I'm sure. That you know you're around the same crew and people all the time. I mean, look at Julia Roberts, right? She married a crew member.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Howard Stern always talks about how intoxicating a movie set is.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yes. Okay. And we always want people to move on and have good relationships after one bad ones end.
Mm-hmm.
let's see. Titanic tops a list of the 25 greatest disaster movies of all time. We have The Towering Inferno next, and then The Birds from 1963, which is one of my favorite movies. The Birds. I have a Halloween costume that is about the birds I might wear this year.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going as Tippi Hedren. I'm just going to glue birds to me.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is, on wires that are hovering above my head.
You got in trouble for that costume too,
yes,
Jace.
Yes, I did,
what?
Alexis. Yes, sir. You'll remember
have
that.
You been? I remember that.
Well, we got to talk about that later because
good
I also
memory,
have
Alexis.
A costume. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Alicia Keys is returning as a judge on season 14 of The Voice. She won season 12, skipped 13, and the other judges are Blake, Adam, and Kelly Clarkson. That should be a good.
Yes, yeah. That's going to be good. A great one.
Yes.
And I'll leave that one to Lex, yeah.
on TV tonight, we have the series premiere of The 11 on A&E. It's a documentary series. We also have The Orville tonight and Will and Grace. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You learned so much cool stuff.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven
headlines.
Seven.
At seven.
Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. Dawn gave you the dirt, and now you're going to get the details in our 7 at 7, brought to you by our friends at AAA Movers.
One.
Minneapolis police are searching for a suspect this morning who opened fire on a Metro Transit bus. A teenager was wounded. No one else on the bus was injured, but police have not made any arrests.
Two.
A big deadline today for the next Amazon headquarters. This is the last day U.S. cities can submit their bid to get selected as the host city. Our local bid was submitted earlier this week. The new headquarters would bring around 50,000 high-paying jobs.
Three.
A disappointing start for the Timberwolves in the season opener. The Wolves fall to the Spurs on the road, 99-107. Next, the Wolves host the Utah Jazz at the newly renovated Target Center tomorrow night.
Four.
Bridgewater is back. The Vikings quarterback gearing up for a second official practice today. Teddy returned yesterday for the first time since a season-ending knee injury last August.
Five.
The Twins are doing the closing on their closer, Glenn Perkins. The team has chose not to pick up his $6.5 million option for next season. Glenn, we love you. Such a good guy. And we love Alicia, too.
Six.
Toyota is recalling thousands of its minivans this morning. The automaker is concerned they might shift out of park and roll away. The recall involves more than 340,000 Sienna minivans. They were made between 2005 and 2007, and also between 2009 and 2010.
Seven.
And finally, this is cool. A Lego set honoring the women of NASA is ready for takeoff. The 231-piece set will pay tribute to key women in NASA history, including Sally Ride, the first American woman in space, and Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman in space. It debuts on November 1st.
And that's the way it is.
And that is the way that it is, Walter Cronkite, for this Thursday, October 19th, 2017. Good morning, and welcome to a little show we call Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On MyTalk 107.1, MyTalk107.1.com, and on the Podcast One Network. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her very own chicken farm, ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the Roosters, Alexis Thompson.
I want that Lego set, Jace.
Isn't that awesome?
That is so cool.
That's why I wanted to end on that story. I think it's so cool.
Yes. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. Ah, oh, damn it, I didn't make my coffee.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just looked over.
Just make it now. We'll stop down.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm killing the music. I can't even continue.
Oh, life is just so hard.
It is. It's very hard. Hold on, Alexis. I got to stop the show.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Hold on, Lex. I got to stop the show. Let me get my creamer. I got to get my sweet cream. Anyway, do you guys have coffee?
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
I'm out of it, but, I've had some. Yeah. There's no time to even go to the bathroom on this show.
Remember our code word. Yeah. Our code word, pineapple.
If you need to go pineapple right now, go, Don. Go grab some.
No, well, we have second chance romance. Yeah. We can't. Yeah.
If you have to go pineapple right now.
That's our, by the way, 7 o'clock friends.
We go fast now.
We can't, we can't expect you to listen every day. Though we would like you to. Our new code word, because we're not in the same building. I'm separated by a warrant. Not joking. I'm separated from Dawn and Alexis. I'm in Eden Prairie, so I can't see my lovely friends. So we have a new code word that when you hear it, you know that one of us has to tinkle. And that word is pineapple. So yes. When we say pineapple, it means we have to leave immediately. Mm-hmm. So, and then the other two will have to pick up the conversational slack.
I
don't want to have you ask me something and me not be here and, doing the pineapple.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to the first part of Second Chance Romance so Dawn can pineapple. Okay. Shall we? Here we go.
Holy. Is this?
This new music. I like it.
It's new. It's girl. It's Enya doing Second Chance Romance.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome to Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love with Enya in all the wrong places.
And Audia.
Yeah. Who do we have today, Dawn?
Today, we have Ryan.
Oh, we have a dude first.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, let's put Ryan up. Let's go ahead and do that. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. Morning, guys. Happy Thursday.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Chance Romance. Why don't you tell us your story? How can we help you?
Yeah, sure. I went out on a date with this girl, Lisa, about a week ago, and I mean, I've tried to get a hold of her a bunch of times, and I can't really reach her, so I'm honestly getting a little irritated, and I'm just really hoping you guys can help me out.
So was it a good, I mean, obviously you want to contact her, so it must have went good. You felt some chemistry with her on the date? You had a good time? All of that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we had a great time. I met her at this art fair, which is really cool. We're both artists there, and she actually had the booth next to me. So I asked her out, and, you know, we finally found a time to get together, and it was last weekend. And I took her to dinner. I made sure to pick a nice place. I got a reservation. It was quiet so we could, you know, talk. The food was really good, and I think she really liked it, so... you know, we had a chance to like, discuss our art and kind of even figure out like our dreams for the future and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a really, really nice date. And I think I did everything right. And I'm a little confused as to what could possibly be going wrong. After the date, I offered to take her home and we kind of just drove around with the windows down for a little while, chatted for a while. And,
did you kiss? Did you touch?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you kiss or touch?
No.
Neither?
Neither. We didn't kiss. We didn't touch, nothing like that. But we just talked, and it was a really, really great time.
Okay. And nothing in your mind, there's nothing you're thinking of could lead you to a reason why she wouldn't be calling you back. You guys had a good time.
Yes, completely good time. I didn't push it, you know, try anything that I didn't feel pushy. I mean, like, it's like great, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, I have no idea.
Anything else, Dawn, Lex, anything else before we take a break?
Did you, like, obsessively use a toothpick and pick at your teeth or something? Did you drink too much?
No, I definitely didn't drink too much. I mean, I was okay. I drove afterwards. Okay. You know, I drove her. Like I said, we drove around for a bit and we talked. I definitely didn't have too much to drink.
Okay, good.
And you've just tried to text her? I mean, are you using the same method that you tried to reach out before? How many times have you texted her? Is it just a couple times or called her?
Not too many?
Just a couple times. I left her one message and maybe like two text messages. Nothing overbearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We are going to take a break. And when we return, we will try to get her on the phone and see why or if there's even a reason she didn't call you back. So stay right there. Ryan, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take a break and Second Chance Romance with Yanni continues right after this.
The radio home of How Hot Was He in Person? My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Confess it, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Says that she's never afraid.
The home of Yanni. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything. Alexis has a high pressure system moving in. I'm Jace with Lex and country
is that what
superstar.
You call that?
That's what I call that.
Okay.
Country superstar Dawn McClain. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle. Well, no, we're not. Yeah, we are in the middle.
Yeah.
Second Chance Romance. Yeah, that's right, Jason. That's
Will
right.
we find love today, guys?
No.
Okay, great.
Yes,
I am hopeful.
Yes.
They're both artists.
Well, good for you. good.
I just think it's a communication. Maybe she had, you know, a big show coming up. She's getting ready for it.
Oh, sure, right. Lex. Yeah, you know, sure. Yes.
So this is artist life.
Okay, let's get back to it. Wait a minute. Did you just say that's the artist's life?
That's the artist's life, yeah.
Okay, Lex, okay.
Oh, we need some love up in here.
Welcome back to Second Chance Romance with special guest star, Yanni. When we last left you, Ryan went on a date with a woman named
Lisa.
He can't figure out for the life of him why Lisa is not calling him back. But we are hopefully going to find out right now. Goodbye, Don McLean.
No!
This is where you leave us. This is where you leave us.
Peace and be call. With you.
Yeah, peace be with you, Don. Peace be with you.
All right.
You can do it, Don.
Oh, man.
Bye. You can do it.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be
not
great.
Good.
No, a happy ending.
You do?
I think we're going to get a second date.
Yeah, I don't have any faith about that, but go ahead. Sure. Okay, Dawn. Bye-bye now. We've stalled long enough.
Okay.
We've stalled long enough.
Yep, she's off. Yep.
Bye, Dawn.
Oh, so, Alexa, geez.
You feel good about this?
Well, I mean, you know, at some point, our luck has to turn, right?
Well, I don't know.
I guess it's good, though. You know, they get answers, whether that's what they want to hear or not. But they have a lot in common. They're artists. They drove with the windows down and enjoyed each other's company.
What the hell does the windows have
to do? I'm just trying to paint a nice
summery
fall kind of feeling.
You're painting a love portrait, Lex?
Yeah, a little love portrait.
A little love portrait? Okay.
Yep, embed that in resin.
Yeah. What? What? Carbonite.
What kind of art they do?
Finger painting?
Yeah, maybe they'll finger paint together.
Yeah.
That sounds naughty.
I haven't finger painted in a while. I still haven't done that adult coloring.
You were like four?
Yeah. I still haven't done that adult. Are people still adult coloring?
Yes, they are.
That was a big trend a couple years ago, so I didn't know if people are still doing that.
Still doing it.
Okay. I need to go to one of those classes. I hear it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I need to relax.
Me too.
I'll get you some of those.
Hi,
Dawn. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Is she up for it?
She is, after some coaxing and waking up. I had to wake her up.
Oh, fun.
It's the artist's life, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what Alexa said.
People have different schedules, and it's hard to be woken up by a random radio show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Let's put her on. What's her name again?
Her name's Lisa.
Okay. Go ahead and put her up. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, sweetie. I'm sorry. Dawn said that we woke you up. Let me first say I'm sorry. Second, thank you for doing this. Third, you're live on the air on a stupid radio show. So I just want to get all of those things out of the way.
Good morning.
Good morning, sunshine. So, but here's the deal. We're nice people, I swear. This isn't a bad thing. It's more of a compliment. We do this silly thing called Second Chance Romance where people email or call us and they want to reconnect with someone they went on a date with. And that's you. Someone really liked you, Lisa, and they want to reconnect. Have you recently went out with a dude named Ryan?
Yes, I did. I remember Ryan. I remember him, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Dawn kind of. So, I again, you're on the radio, so I know it's weird, so we don't want to get all up in your business, but I will ask you. Would you mind if we do ask you why you didn't call him back? And say what you want or don't say what you want.
Okay. Yes, I guess I would have to say that I didn't return his calls because I was not trying to encourage him or reinforce in any way that I wanted to go out again with him.
Ooh, ow, ouchie. Oh.
Hashtag
so no artist love
right
happening.
To the point. No, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he just completely wore me out.
Oh no.
We've never been told that. This is a good one. Okay.
What do you mean?
Yeah, do you mind if we ask what you mean?
So I'll just, you know, I mean, he really, honestly, he was trying is trying, I guess, really hard to be like a perfect gentleman. So it's not that he was inappropriate exactly or anything, but he took me to, you know, we went to a nice restaurant. He brought flowers, which I don't think anyone has ever done on a first date for me. So that was really sweet. You know, he pulled out my chair, he held the door, all that sort of stuff. But actually sort of has to do with the reason why I couldn't bear to answer the phone when he called me again. Because, like, after the date, he just turned me off to the point where I had to get home.
Okay.
Oh. I just had to get away from him. Like,
just over the top, too much, trying too hard?
Yes, and, you know, like, it was just, yeah, he wanted to drive around after the date. He just wanted to, like, drive around the city and talk. Just, okay. like, talk. And, like, that, I mean, you know, it was already going to be like a 15 to 20 minute drive anyway, but it turned into like 90, like an hour and a half, like 90 minutes of just talking. And it felt like I was on Barbara Walters or Oprah or something. It was like asking me so many questions about my childhood and my, you know, likes and dislikes. And like, I just, it was like an interrogation. And it just was too much.
And that's, I understand that, because that's a lot. I mean, I always make the statement of, when you're having a first date, it's always good to go for coffee nowadays, because it's, you know, it's not that big of a commitment. Mm-hmm. If things are going wrong, it's just a cup of coffee, right? Mm-hmm. Right,
yes.
Lisa? Yeah.
So I should have suggested that, because I'm like you. I'm more of a coffee date, first date person.
Wow, this is quite a role reversal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Lisa,
at least that you typically think about, you know?
Yeah. Well, Lisa, you seem very sweet. So we're going to tell you, obviously, dude contacted us, and Ryan's on, Dawn has Ryan on the phone. So go ahead, Lisa, Ryan, say hello to each other.
Hello.
Wow, Lisa. Hi, I guess. I thought you wanted to get to know me. I didn't realize that was me being a creep. Or crazy.
Ryan's jumping right in. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's just not like, I guess it's just not my style to get so close, like so fast.
Do you get where she's coming from?
I thought you wanted to talk. You seemed engaged in the conversation. I wish you would have been clear about wanting to go home. Of course I would have taken you.
Well, that, Ryan, I don't think that's exactly fair, because I did say a couple times stuff like, I think I better get home. It's getting late. Mm-hmm. I should get back, you know, got to be up early, blah, blah, blah. And then I think like the third or fourth time I said, listen, I really need you to take me home now, like in the next 10 minutes. So that seems pretty clear to me.
Oh, my God.
If you would have said that, I obviously would have taken you home. And you know what? Listen, it's fine, because obviously I can't date anyone that's just closed off anyway. So. Not a big deal.
Okay, well, we're going to end this.
I think if you want to have more luck in the future, you should try and learn the art of being mysterious. Like, you know, just don't, like, throw it all out there in the first night.
Magician? No, I'm not. I'm just trying to take you on a date and get to know you. I'm not, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, there'll be other fish in the sea for you guys. So.
That's right.
No more. No, what if we paid for the next date? You guys want to do it?
Oh, Alexis.
I
mean, thanks.
No, I appreciate it. No.
Oh, boy. We have to ask,
that's
right?
Okay. Thank you anyway.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Okay.
Well, guys, thank you very much. Lisa, you were very sweet. Ryan, you seem like a nice guy. Sorry we couldn't make a love connection. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I hope you're not situated next to each other in the next art fair.
No, yeah,
that
yeah.
might be a little uncomfortable.
No.
Oh, wow. That happened.
That just happened.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, man. Let's take a break. 7:30.
Artists getting feisty.
Oh, I need a beer. 7:30. We'll be right back, everybody.
You don't even drink beer.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
Entertainment.
Now payback is a bad chick, and baby, I'm the baddest. I'm playing with a savage. Can't have this.
Well, that's
can't
have
this. Time for
chance chat. A look back on today's second chance romance.
So, how do you think it went?
Here are Jason and Alexis.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Chance Chat here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 107.1. Let your voice be heard. 651-641-1071. We're also hearing from you on the Twitters. Jason Matheson, Lex and the Cities, and Dawn at Dark. If you can't get to the phone, let us know how you feel. We'll be reading those. Lex will be reading those in just a few minutes. First, let's go to the phone line. Phone lines. Robin on line one. Robin, welcome to Chance Chat. What's going on?
Good morning. First morning. Of all, I want to say you three just tickle me. I listen to you every morning.
And thank you, sweetheart.
It's nice to wake up with a smile.
Aww. Secondly, thank you, sweetie.
About today's couple.
Yeah.
I think she just wasn't into him from the beginning because it sounds like he really made an effort to do everything right. The man that I go with, we've been together for 6 years. We met on Match.com. The first time we got together, it was for an early afternoon lunch. And we wound up sitting there talking for 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
And it was because I found him to be fascinating, and he kind of liked me, too. And, you know, and yeah. So I think when you have someone, it sounds like these two maybe spent with dinner, maybe 3 hours together. But I just don't think she was into him, and I think it's too bad. But I think that he put on a really first-rate first effort.
Nice. Yeah, because don't you? Yeah, Robin, don't you think you made some really good points? That if she wouldn't have minded the car ride had she felt about him the way he was obviously feeling. If she was having a really good time, she wouldn't have minded. The time wouldn't have mattered. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
But you also can't fault her for not feeling the rhythm. You know what I mean? Especially if she was feeling a little trapped and then the anxiety sets in. So I can see both sides. But yeah, she was obviously not gelling with him right off the bat.
That's right off the bat. So
thank you, Robin.
I really commend him, and I encourage him to treat the next young lady as well as he treated this one.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin. Points. Thank you, sweetie. Let's go to, is it Angel on line two?
Yes.
Angel? Okay. Angel, what do you want to say? Welcome to Chance Chat.
He made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, when he started to lay in on her and right away, and I'm like, dude.
Oh, yeah. You mean on the segment. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he was getting angry.
Yeah, yeah, I always cut some people. I always cut people a little bit of slack when they're because they're on a radio show. They just, you know, they're listening to someone else kind of rip on them on the radio live, and they're embarrassed probably. So I always cut people a little bit of slack. But yeah, I agree with you. It was a little like, whoa, he came right out of the gate. So
I mean, you know, she can't help the way she feels, and if she did, she was very adamant that she did say, you know, okay, it's time to take me home now. And he said she didn't say that.
Yeah.
Now, I believe she said it with how she just was very adamant that she said it, and I believe she did. But maybe two artists should not really be dating right now, you know, like them two, at least.
Maybe.
But
yeah. He just didn't want, maybe he just didn't hear her. He didn't want to hear her, maybe, you know.
Right. Maybe he didn't want to. But go out for coffee, make it a 15-minute date. Each of you take your own vehicle, meet there.
Yep.
That way, if somebody's uncomfortable, you can excuse yourself.
Yeah.
Yep, that is so true.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good day.
Thank you, Angel. Tisley says the same thing on Twitter. She says, and this is why you drive yourself to and from at least the first 3 dates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep. Other
you
tweets,
got
Lex?
Mail.
What
yeah,
do we have?
Mrs.
Anybody
Waterman
else?
Says Ryan is a jerk, holding a woman hostage in his car.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah, she felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, our girl Lori, cringing listening to Lori, Lisa and Ryan. Yeah, you're not the only one.
No. Thesis. Yeah, no kidding. We were butt clenched. Woo! Thesis says, this is nuts. She's listed what every female I've ever been with has wanted. That's what I... Let's talk more. Let's...
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. This is quite a role reversal. It's usually, yeah, the woman that wants to keep talking, so... Yeah.
But I do agree with Lisa in the fact if she was saying she really likes a little bit of mystery, I think she mentioned that to him, like, listen, you need to learn that...
Yeah.
If you're just stepping, putting your toe in the water at first with dates, which is kind of my style, you know, you got to get to know them. And it can't be all in one date because then you're left with just like, well, I know everything about him. You know, there's no, I don't know.
Yeah, and especially he's trying too hard and you're kind of sensing that and you're like, well perfection is not what we're looking for here, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to the smooth musical stylings of Yanni, our special guest star on Second Chance Romance this week. Now, I'm putting a plea out there because remember I told you that when we came home from Project Down and Dirty on Friday night, my husband had some friends over, and one of those friends is our darling Carrie. Carrie, I refer to her quite often during the segment because she listens every week and she is a youngin and she is single, ready to mingle, and she is knee deep in the dating scene. Mm-hmm. She is the one that I always say when I think these people are punking us or fibbing or whatever, we'll have a happy hour with Carrie and Carrie goes, oh, no. It's even worse. Like the crazy crap that guys do to her, like, or, you know, she's like, oh, no. It's this plus five. So Carrie had some sort of wacky dating experience that Colin was telling me about. So Carrie, if you're listening, if you want to call Dawn right now, so we can do Second Chance Romance Part 2. 651-641-1071, Carrie. I think you're listening. You usually do. But anyway, I hear she said she has a wacky story about a dating experience.
No.
So I know. I'm so glad. Dawn, I feel bad for all of my single friends.
Well, I mean, and after, you know, listening to all these stories for a year, it makes me even more afraid to date. Or I'm just looking... Not that I have time, but, you know.
Yeah. 7:42. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, said you don't want to keep you around. Around forever. Hey, I want you to love me now. Now never. I'm turning off the light right now. I'm calling it out. Now wishing you were around with me, but you in a different town than me. We've been through it all, but you could never spit it out for me. Trying to talk to a wall, but you could never tear it down for me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I don't know. Welcome back, everybody. 7:47. Jason and Alexis. In the morning, I'm My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything polar bears. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
You are the best.
We just wrapped up another thrilling edition of Second Chance Romance. If you missed it, don't worry. We repeat it at 8:30-ish, or basically whenever we get around to it. Dawn McClain. Do you want to give something away right now before we forget? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. You read my mind. I thought, what a better time to give away some Yanni tickets to make everybody feel better.
Yes.
That's right. We're going to giving away, as Dawn said, some Yanni tickets. He's our special in-house band today. Here he is right here. Musical stylings. Very peaceful. Dawn, what's the details? What are we giving away exactly?
Okay. This is an intimate evening with Yanni Piano. Why are you going to keep saying piano?
I don't
Yanni,
know.
Yanni?
Pianist.
Piano, an intimate conversation on Monday, October 30th at the Ordway.
Nice.
I have a pair of tickets right now.
651-641-1071, 651-641-1071.
Yes.
651-641-1071. Dawn McClain is standing by to take your calls. We're looking for caller number 7. Good luck and Godspeed.
Yes.
There we go. There we go. Now, Lex, here's what I'm thinking.
What's that, Chase?
I'm thinking we need a palate cleanser from that Second Chance Romance.
I think so.
And since we barely got to play this yesterday, and I know you love it, I think we should do a little mini round of Would You Rather. How
sure,
does that sound? Should we do that? Yeah, yeah. Because we barely got to play. And then again, I need to wipe my tongue with something. So I think we should play that. My computer's freaking out here. So I was going to roll the open, but.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Yeah. Oh, my computer. Literally, it looks like it's vomiting. No. Anyway.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Okay. I have it here. Okay. This is the game of either or, this or that. What would you do? What would you choose? Which direction are you going to go? It's would you rather. Okay. Here we go. That's a harsh one. Let's save that for a little bit. Okay, here we go.
Dive in slowly.
Would you rather find out that your neighbor installed a camera years ago that has taped everything that's going on in your bedroom?
Ugh.
Or everything that's going on in your bathroom?
Oh. Oh, I'm just thinking of everything that goes on in
like
each
your
one.
Hair.
Ah! My creepy dolls. I guess they'd capture that in the bedroom. So, yeah, the bedroom. Hopefully that would deter my neighbor.
The bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with bedroom. There's not a lot happening. So, I mean.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm thinking, well, at least they'll get a show.
Yeah, I did that little joke for my husband. Yeah, he'll enjoy that one. He'll enjoy that. Okay. Would you rather always have a little black piece of spinach stuck between your teeth? Or always have a little booger in your nose that moves when you breathe? I knew you would like this one.
Yeah. Bring on the spinach.
Really?
Yeah.
Dawn?
Spinach.
Me too.
At least your lips could cover it.
That would drive me nuts.
Oh,
no.
Ew, yeah. A boogie? And then that's all they pay attention, and that's all you're paying attention to?
That's all, yeah.
No. I guess you could do some fun tricks.
I would just go
tricks.
Live in the woods if that was the case and not talk to people.
Yeah, just let your boogie dance by itself.
Now, I think we've done this one before, but I love it, so we're going to do this one again because I forgot what you two said. Here we go. Because this one's one of my favorites, if we haven't done it. Would you rather Jell-O wrestle nude in front of your family?
Oof.
Or wear a diaper and act like a baby in front of someone you have a crush on?
Oh, come on. Oh.
I thought you would like that one, Lex.
Bring on the diaper.
Really?
Oh, I'm thinking of a person I have a crush on, and there's no way I would get in a diaper in front of him. So
really?
I would, no way. I will wrestle nude. Jell-O wrestle nude in front of my family.
How deep for the family? Are we talking second cousins?
Are my brother-in-law's there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bring on the diapy.
No.
That's okay. There's other fish in the sea, and, you know, he might be into that.
Would I do
I
this?
Not.
Would I wear a diaper in front of Chris Eggert? Would I?
Yeah. Would you, Jace?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have to, like, suck a bottle and go, wee?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. I'm going Jell-O wrestling.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Who's my opponent?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Oh.
Let's
diaper all the way. Baby time.
Here we go. Would you rather have to hold a 2-inch roach in your mouth, unharmed, for 5 minutes?
Okay.
Or have to lie motionless on a termite nest for 10 minutes.
Roach in the mouth.
Oh!
Yeah, if it doesn't bite me, right? That's what you said.
Yeah.
You're unharmed. Do the termites hurt you?
They could.
But it's double the time. So, yeah, roach, it mm-hmm. might tickle a little, too.
Yeah.
It's a fun sensation.
I'm laying down. I can't have that in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm fine, then. I will do the roach as well in my mouth.
Doing the roach?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the termites all over your body, especially in those private areas. Oh.
Okay, here we go. Here's our final one.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have a baby that cries three times as loud and often as other babies? Oh. Or have a baby that goes to the bathroom three times as often, but is very quiet and well-behaved?
Bring on the diapers. I'll be in a diaper. They'll be in a diaper. Because you just feel so helpless. You don't know what's stressful. Happening.
I'll take stressful. The pooping quiet baby, oh,
yeah.
Dawn.
Yeah, me too.
I would just carry that baby over an open trash bag.
Yeah.
And just let it drip dry.
An open trash bag.
Well,
on that lovely visual.
This has been Would You Rather.
Great visual to end the segment on. We got to take a break. We got to get Alexis some more trash bags. When we come back, Dawn, are you ready to do some dream weaving?
Oh, sure.
Could you?
Yeah, sure.
We'll do a few. We just haven't done this in a while.
Yes.
So
all right.
If you want your dreams deciphered, we're going to take two or three callers. 651-641-1071. Call now. We'll do that next.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Entertainment.